Hey, it's June 23rd. You're listening to Nutty in NYC, and I'm your host, Martin Nutty. You know, I listened back to a couple of the recent podcasts I've done, and I'm not entirely satisfied with the content, simply because I was soft-stepping around more problematic actors in the American political world. So I'm not going to do that anymore. I think it's probably fairly clear to you right now where my political orientation is at the moment. I generally vote for the Democratic Party. I would like to have the option of a meaningful alternative, but that option isn't available because I am singularly unimpressed by the Republican Party and its nominal leader, Donald Trump. And in the absence of any dramatic change, I will continue to be so. And that's a pretty sad state of affairs, especially when you consider the history of the Republican Party. It's been a long, strange journey for the GOP from its foundation in 1854. Frequently, one hears Republicans refer to themselves as the Party of Lincoln. And in many respects, Abraham Lincoln was the greatest president America ever had. He was the first Republican president, and he held the country together during a divisive conflict, which we now refer to as the American Civil War. And sometimes I look at the current state of the Republican Party and scratch my head and wonder, how can this actually be the same party? How did things degenerate to such a point that this party became the party of not unity, but wedge politics? And so the journey from the election of Lincoln in 1860 to the present day has taken some interesting turns. I think of Carl Schurz. Carl Schurz has a famous quote, "My country, right or wrong." It was a quote that confused me as a young man. I couldn't understand how anybody would say such a thing about their country, meaning if a country is doing something unprincipled, and let's be honest here, countries do unprincipled things at times, that same country could expect allegiance from its citizens for the mistakes that it made. But what most people have forgotten about Carl Schurz, who was a Republican senator from Missouri. He's actually an immigrant, I believe, originally from Hungary, but he represented Missouri in the Senate. Carl Schurz's full quote is, "My country, right or wrong, if right, to be kept right, and if wrong, to be set right." I think we'd all do ourselves a favor to learn the full quote, because I think ultimately that's what all Americans aspire towards. The country is designed to self-correct. It is not designed to be sclerotic as it is right now. Now, it's strange the long path that the Republican Party has taken over its almost 170 years of existence. The party came into existence, as I mentioned, in 1854. It was opposed to slavery. Unsurprisingly then, following the Civil War, black Americans voted Republican and did so pretty much up until the time of the FDR election in 1932. This is also the same party of Teddy Roosevelt, one of the more colorful presidents in United States history and the youngest man ever to assume the office of presidency. Roosevelt, TR that is, was also known as the trust-busting president, which is an interesting notion when compared to modern-day republicanism, because Roosevelt was deeply suspicious of the concentration of wealth in the hands of the few, and he felt it was antithetical to the health of the republic. So what happened? Well, if you know your history, in 1908, after serving two terms, Roosevelt went into retirement and was replaced by Taft. And at that point in time, Taft served one term and stood for a second election in 1912. And Theodore Roosevelt decided to make a comeback and split the Republican Party. And it was at that split that the Republican Party became much more closely aligned to the party of big business. And that is certainly an orientation it has maintained for more than 100 years. Now, flash forward another 50 or so years later, and we have the emergence of Barry Goldwater in the 1964 election against Lyndon Baines Johnson. Goldwater is a senator from Arizona, but he's selling a new version of republicanism, one that advocates radical individualism and small government republicanism. This, to some degree, is the more modern incarnation of the Republican Party that we've seen up till quite recently. Goldwater, of course, loses dramatically in 1964, but it represents a radical shift in the Republican Party that will echo for more than 50 years after his failed election. Of course, 1968, Richard Nixon is elected president, and part of his political strategy was what's known as the Southern Strategy. With the passage of civil rights legislation in the 1960s in America under the Lyndon Baines Johnson administration, Nixon identified an opportunity for the Republican Party. He recognized that many white Southerners were now disillusioned with the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party was the party of the South. In some respects, you may say the Democratic Party, at least in its Southern incarnation, was the party of racist interests. And so Nixon adopted a strategy, which he used a nice euphemism called the Southern Strategy, which encouraged those that were disillusioned by the Democratic Party's engagement with civil rights, those that wanted to maintain the status quo in the South of position based on race. And so we now see at this point in time the emergence of a new Republican coalition. It is now not just simply the party of conservative big business interests, but it's also a party willing to pander to a ugly Southern traditional conservatism. Following Nixon's implosion and self-removal from office, we have the rise of Ronald Reagan. Reagan is happy enough to maintain this coalition, but he kicks off the beginning of the republicanism that has dominated this country for close to 40 years. It's a view that I first heard expressed by Pete Buttigieg when he talked about the cycles of American history, where things tend to rotate through a 40-year period, and that we were now at the end of the era of Reaganism. Because any juice that could have been squeezed from those ideas has been squeezed a long time ago. But what ideas are we talking about? We are talking about the same ideas that Barry Goldwater espoused. Small government, radical individualism, lowering taxes, decreasing regulation. And so when Reagan was inaugurated in 1981, he stood before the Capitol and had a pithy quote in his first speech to the American people as president, where he told them, "Government is not the solution. Government is the problem." And that set up a country that became increasingly hostile to government, and it laid the way for some of the paranoid type thinking that we see in our current era. Think about the term deep state. It's not that government is a problem. Government has become the enemy. And this is what Pete Buttigieg meant by coming to the end of the Reagan era, because there's nowhere else for it to go except into more paranoid fantasies. And so, because it was running out of juice, in 2016, we see the emergence of Donald Trump. It's a new era of republicanism. Call it delusional republicanism. maybe don't call it republicanism at all, maybe just call it Trumpism. This is the era where facts don't matter. Propaganda is king. Leveraging social media to spread the lie is more important than actual attempting to identify truth. Trump continues with some of the more traditional Republican approaches towards politics. So we get tax cuts, primarily aimed at the very wealthy, and service cuts. That has certainly been the case since the era of Reagan. What is new about Trumpism, though, is the virtue of democracy is questioned. It seems it is no longer the case that the peaceful transfer of power is what is expected of our politicians. And so today we'll have another hearing in Washington, D.C., where we see how Donald Trump attempted to coerce the Justice Department and weaponize it to attempt to illegally stay in power. I used to tell people years ago, tongue-in-cheek, that I'd be a Republican if it wasn't for the people in the Republican Party, that there were elements of republicanism that I genuinely admired. There's very little of that left now, and it's not good for America. It's not good for American politics. We are now left with the wreckage of a once proud American political party. The grand old party, or the Republican Party, is no longer the party of unity. It's the party of wedge politics. It's no longer the party of hope, of the strivers that made America great. It is the party of anger, weaponized by demagogic politics. It is no longer the party of Lincoln. It is the party of toxic, small self-interest. This is Martin Nutty, and you've been listening to Nutty in NYC. The music you're listening to was composed and performed by Leia Rankin. For more on Leia, please visit her Instagram page. That is LEAHRANKIN on Instagram.